Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Jennifer Zamperali, 2FM. Good morning, my friends. So, did you know that Dundalk has two new world records? See, I bet you didn't know that. And they weren't set here. They were actually set in the land of the rising sun. Yes, and on the line now is the one man who did it. Alan Fisher is a man in Japan. How's it going?
Hello, Jen. Can you hear me okay?
That's good. I can. Listen, tell us, what were the two world records you set?
So, first off, I did the longest biking marathon, that was just under 48 hours. And then I took a 36-hour break, and then I did the longest cooking marathon, which was 120 hours or 5 days straight. It seems like a dream. Not sure I really did it.
That is crazy. Sorry, did you say you just took a 36-hour break before you hopped onto the next task?
Not even. I think actually now when I say that, I think it worked out about 31 hours. Yes, we finished. The TV had come in. I did a few interviews, had a pint, and then I went to bed until the next morning.
So, oh my, that is incredible. Tell us how your work schedule gave you the idea for these marathon baking attempts.
It was baking and cooking. So it was back in St. Patrick's Day. I don't know what the situation was like back in Ireland, but Japan here, the pandemic was lingering through until about April, May this year, I think. Mm-hmm. So the St. Patrick's Day Festival came back after like a 4-year hiatus. And I was eager to try to recoup some of the losses from the pandemic. There was a lot of negative energy there. So I had a rented kitchen car in Yoyogi Park in Tokyo, which is the large park in the center of the city for the Isle of Ireland Festival. And we are kind of the only real food focused business in the country. Like, so we I arrived at early on the Friday, and I stayed up and working all the way through until the Sunday evening. And I remember I was having a can of coffee with a security guard walking. There was only a few drunks and some homeless people hanging around the park, and me and the security guard were filling up the generators out the back, and I was saying to him in Japanese, going, this should be a record or something, right? So I looked it up on Google, and at the time there was a lady in India who held the record for the longest cooking marathon. That was the first one that I seen, and I was only a few hours off that, and I forgot all about it then until about May, and I seen this another chef in Nigeria broke it. So I said, why not? Sure, it might be a nice thing to kickstart this city here in Matsue. Like, I'm living in rural Japan, so might be a good way to kickstart things here, you know.
Well, tell me about living in rural Japan. What brought you there?
Yeah, so again, it was the pandemic. So I set up our kind of food focus. We focus on Irish food, soups and stews and breads and stuff like that. And we've been doing that since 2015. And during the pandemic, we got the licenses to ship our food frozen. So frozen soups and stews nationwide. And we started to see the analytics of that. I was going, whoa, this could be a bit of an opportunity here. But our Tokyo shop was tiny. It was only, you could barely swing a cat in it. So we just said, look, maybe we can get out of the city and go somewhere. And the place with the strongest historical Irish connection in all of Japan is this city. Now, it's rural Japan, but it's got the population of Cork, like it's about 200,000
okay.
people here.
Yeah.
So it's not that rural, you know, when you're coming from Dundalk. Like. But so it turns out over 100 years ago, there was a half Irish Greek writer by name of Patrick Hearn, Patrick Lafcadio Hearn, and he lived here, married a local samurai's daughter, and as they were having a few sakes in the evening, she'd tell him ghost stories, and he wrote them all down. He was a writer, so they subsequently got translated to Japanese, and his Japanese name, Koizumi Yakum, was very famous in Japan. I never heard about him until I moved here, but he's very famous, and everyone in this part of the country knows Ireland because of Lafcadio Hearn, which is a bit mad to think about it. He lost an eye along the way. He was in America. This is just after a great famine and stuff. So very interesting guy, if anyone's interested.
But are you the only Dundalk lad in Matsu, do you reckon? What's the story?
Well, you believe there's three Irish people in the city, right? There's me, a lad from Dundalk, a girl, Lynn, she's from Cavan, and there's a lad from Dublin. There's only three of us, and they speak fluent Japanese. My Japanese is like a 7-year-old kid, so every time I'm with them, I always feel, man, I got to improve my Japanese.
So do you see yourself staying there?
Well, my wife is Japanese. I don't know if I'll stay forever in Matsui. Like my main purpose here is to try grow that food business. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's an interesting one. I like living in Japan, but it's very far away. And if anything, the pandemic has taught us that I miss my family and friends back. I carry Dundalk in my heart. Like that's the truth. So yeah, that's a tricky one for the future. I don't know. I think we don't have any kids yet. If that comes along, it'd be something to consider.
And what's the biggest culture difference? Or what's the biggest thing that you had to kind of get used to while living in Japan?
I remember, you know, when you say that, right? Oh, come here. I remember when I first came over, the first few nights I was in tears. I was going, what am I doing here? Like, I don't speak the language. I don't know anybody. And I'm in this Japanese company. I don't even know what we do. Yeah, it's just very different. Like, I came to Japan, I didn't even eat mayonnaise. Like, but now it's you just have to get on with it. Like, you know, that sort of way. So it's a cool place to visit, especially now the yen's very weak. If anyone was coming over, it's a great time to visit, I'd say.
Oh, that's a plug. That's a plug now for Japan. Okay, that's a plug.
There you go. They owe me totally. Money for that.
Yeah, that's a plug. Look, it sounds amazing. You've done incredibly well. Fair play to you on the new world records. Just incredible. I wish you the very best of luck. And thanks for joining me today. And congratulations.
No,
congratulations.
Thanks for taking interest, Jen. Thank you very
thanks,
much.
Thanks, Alan. Bye. There we go. Alan Fisher joining me today all the way from Japan. There we go. God, I love to go to Japan. Has anybody ever been there? What did you make of it? What did you think? Is this a place that you've always dreamed of going, like myself? 51552. Congratulations again to Alan Fisher, and we'll be back with more after this.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.